The sun rises every morning, and so does the talented team at Look East, with fresh perspectives and innovative ideas. Look East is a full-service public relations agency that grows trust for their clients in food and agriculture, in their products, processes, people, and brands. It's all they do, and they do it like no one else can. So when you need someone who knows food and ag, someone you can count on, look to experience, look to leadership. Look East. Visit lookeast.com.
On Monday, AgriPulse and the Association of Equipment Manufacturers hosted the Rural Infrastructure Summit in Ames, Iowa on the campus of Iowa State University. With such a small percentage of the population that actually uses rural infrastructure and the low awareness of it, how can stakeholders push for the need for improved infrastructure? Amanda DeYoung with the Iowa Corn Growers Association has an idea. She says agriculture needs to adopt the same rhetoric that is used in discussions surrounding the federal deficit.
In my opinion, we can take something right out of the playbook of some of the U.S. debt fiscal hawks, because they are often saying, hey, we cannot kick this debt. We cannot let this deficit continue to grow and impact our children and our grandchildren. Well, why don't we use that same argument and go back to them and say, well, then why are we willing to let the infrastructure of this country that supports all of our economies, urban and rural, why are we willing to let that deteriorate to such a level that our children and grandchildren may face the U.S. being a much more uncompetitive society?
That change in approach might be needed, DeYoung says, because infrastructure isn't a topic that always moves the needle on Capitol Hill.
When you go to the halls of Congress, it's not an exciting topic to talk about, especially year after year after year after year. I know the corn growers have been talking about updating our waterways infrastructure in the days when my father was becoming a member of the corn growers, and they were probably doing it before then.
Mike Steenhook with the Soy Transportation Coalition says a major issue with the infrastructure conversation involves the issues surrounding infrastructure itself.
In many respects, we are endeavoring to attach a garden hose to a fire hydrant. The good news is that Iowa farmers throughout the United States are increasingly productive. The good news is that we've got a growing appetite for what farmers are producing. But the bad news is we have a lack of connectivity between supply and demand. And that's what transportation is. It allows demand to meet up with supply.
DeYoung added that a congressional ban on earmarks has also made it difficult to invest in localized infrastructure advancements. Reporting in Ames, Iowa for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.